Right now, it seems like we're all trying to figure out what's going on. Our minds are bombarded with all kinds of information, and many of us have friends deeply wrapped up in elections. Before long, this will be over, but only to give way to another 4 years of fighting over who the better candidate is, and then more fighting afterward, with no real resolutions. There will always be things that are beyond our control, and we'll feel stuck, unable to do anything about them. These issues don't just affect our peace of mind, they shape how we live every day. One of the best things we can do is tune out the mainstream media and the poisonous narratives they feed us. It's all part of a bigger distraction, designed to keep us scared and confused. That's exactly what they want, to make us afraid of all the chaos around us. It seems like the government uses this fear to control us. It feels like part of a plan to manipulate the people and change the whole world as we know it. Maybe it's a shift toward a new age, while the old ways of life are dying out, leaving many of us, especially older generations, feeling lost in a world we no longer understand. And yet, we can't just ignore what's happening. How are we supposed to deal with the fact that people are entering our country and getting benefits while our own citizens, including veterans, are starving on the streets? It doesn't seem fair. Why is this happening? Why are we, the people, subject to such injustices? It almost feels like something out of a horror movie, and yet many people just go on with their lives as if everything is normal. Even if you're making more money now, it doesn't matter because the cost of living keeps rising, putting you right back where you started, struggling as before. You have to ask yourself, how did we get here? It's scary to think that we've reached a point where we don't know what tomorrow holds. It's hard to even think about the future. What will retirement look like? Will Social Security still be around? Are the people in power lying to us? This uncertainty is frightening, much like during the pandemic, where we didn't know who to trust. The left was saying one thing, the right was saying another, and in the end, we were all left confused. Who are we supposed to trust when the people who are supposed to guide us and have our best interests at heart seem to be part of the problem? This is where things start to feel crazy, where the world shifts into something unrecognizable. Everything becomes polarized, and it's hard to believe anything anymore. Some people don't think about these things at all, whether because they're blinded by false truths or because it doesn't affect them directly. Maybe they don't care because they have enough money or resources to avoid dealing with the harsh realities. Or maybe it's just the way they live, their way of life, which might even be in line with what's written in the Bible. But then again, with so much suffering in the world, how can that be true? Suffering isn't just happening here in the United States, it's everywhere, things we can't even begin to comprehend. Yet we go about our lives, ignoring the bigger picture. We buy food without questioning the price because we need it. We fill our gas tanks no matter the cost because we have to get to work. We accept our wages, knowing we have no real control over what we're paid. It's as if we're trapped in this cycle, forced to accept that this is just the way things are now. The changes we're experiencing are so profound, it feels like something out of an alternate universe, a glitch in the Matrix. Could this be what many believe, the end times, as foretold in the Bible? Evil seems to be running rampant, and we feel powerless to stop it. Cancer, diseases, the exploitation of children, human trafficking, pornography, it's overwhelming. Think about how many children are being harmed, how many elderly are suffering, and how much deception exists in the world today. It's like we're living in a nightmare, and yet, for many, this is just everyday life. What can we do about it? We have to ask ourselves, what is the balance between good and evil in this world? Evil seems to be everywhere, but we often ignore it because we feel powerless to stop it. Some people live in fear, while others put up walls, choosing to shut out what's happening around them. And as Christians, there's a temptation to simply ignore the problems of the world, trusting that everything will be fine if we just put our faith in the Lord. But that's not how it works. When you truly believe in Jesus Christ, your eyes are open to the truth of the world around you. The second you put your faith in Him, you start to see things differently. And when you're baptized, that understanding deepens even further. the world becomes even clearer, and the evil around you becomes impossible to ignore. You realize that there's been a shift, things aren't the way they used to be, and they may never be again. We're living in a new reality, and we have to accept that this is how things are now. There's no going back to the way things were. The old has passed, and we're in a new era. While it's unsettling, we must continue to trust in God, do what we can to make a difference, and navigate this new world with faith and determination.